So once again, I'm at a very luxurious rest area. And more videos are coming, but I wanted to put this up because I can't believe what people think. I can't believe that people really believe the mainstream news isn't lying to you. Do you remember weapons of mass destruction? 13 years. I don't know how many soldiers died. I don't know how many trillions of dollars were lost in that. Weapons of mass destruction didn't exist. It was an entire lie by the government, co-signed by the media. And now they're doing it again because apparently they don't like hearing us talking about the weather at all. You know, I'm going to address a couple other things real quick you might want to understand, because once again, it comes from politicians in the media. But in the real world, it doesn't really exist. So stand by.
What a ridiculous thing to say. It's not true. Now the claims are getting even more bizarre. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congresswoman from Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop. Moments like this, there are no red or blue states. There's one United States of America.
So here's the funny thing. They're not controlling the weather, but in January 24th of 2022, the Winter Olympics could highlight China's innovative and troubling efforts to control the weather. In 2021, China is now controlling the weather. What's the environmental cost? China has mastered it. China is launching weather control machines across an area the size of Alaska. They also accused China of stealing India's rain using their weather technology. But you know the government, they would never lie. I mean, these guys have been right above board the entire time. No big deal, nothing to see here, folks. But the problem about all of this is Joe Biden can deny whatever he wants because I'm pretty sure he doesn't know what day it is. But the mainstream media forgets that a couple years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 12 years ago, they've been talking about controlling the weather. They've been accusing China of actually misusing their weather control system. They don't deny they have one. They just misuse it, and they're afraid that they're somehow stealing India's water. And don't let things like, I don't know, the never-ending patents for weather control. You can look each and every one of these up, because you know what? I have. Do you see what I'm saying? You can look every single one of them up. They've been controlling the weather and messing with the weather for a long, 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 long time. And the patents are numerous. They go on for quite a while, okay? So it's not some crazy conspiracy theory. It's something that's just put a little bit too much pressure on them. Plus, bringing something like this up, controlling the weather, works out well for them because it can deflect from them just never-ending, nonstop, constantly 100% lying. One television show, they say one thing. The next television show, they say the exact opposite. They're all in on it. They're all in on this together. This is called Agenda 2030, and it's beyond the United States. It's beyond China. It's beyond Russia. It's Davos. It's Bilderberg. It's Bohemian Grove. It's all these guys at the same time. And let's not forget the World Economic Forum. But you're looking at literal news articles from a couple few years ago where they're completely telling you. They're telling you. They're so angry about Beijing apparently doing it better than we do, but they don't really do it better than we do, because this is a video I made years ago when there was a massive hurricane just hovering over Texas like it was waiting for a cup of coffee or waiting for its McDonald's order. The thing just sat there for days and days, and it seemed like it just kept reloading. And I think I found out the exact answer. So you might want to see this, because yes, they can, and yes, they do control the weather. Shout out to YouTuber Minutes of Horror for putting these up. I'm stealing them. It is what it is. He's a good guy, but I can't stand his channel's name, but whatever.
So this right here is from a video I did all the way back in 2017, and it was re-uploaded on a channel called Richie from Boston Fan Page. It's a page that's run by a woman, a friend of the channel from Poland, and she does a very good job. And I want you to notice what I said about the storm in Texas back in 2017, because it's legit. It's real. You're going to want to hear this, but I'm going to speed it up because I'm at a rest stop and I don't want to try to upload a 40-minute video. So I'm going to have my funny voice for this one. So here we go.
Now, see the map? See the hardest hit area? See where the storm's the worst? Notice this one little area right here, and I'm going to tell you why. Keep an eye on the map. Watch this. Let's do a search. Notice the Gulf of Mexico? Notice Texas? You see right here? Right here, the John C. Stennis Space Center. Well, let's take a look at what they were doing just today. You remember those big machines we told you about? The factories that are all daisy-chained together all across the country? Well, today, of all days, NASA decided to do this for 500 seconds. 500 seconds. Now, NASA knows, and everybody knows, that doing this affects the weather greatly. I've shown you this in past videos where there was actually BBC reporters there showing that this was occurring, and then right afterwards it caused rainfall in the local areas. Well, imagine if you're having a hurricane event that won't stop dumping water, killing people, driving people out of their homes, destroying the property, causing FEMA to have to come in, causing the National Guard to have to come in, and causing absolute destruction and devastation in one particular region that we all saw a couple of years ago right here. A hurricane that's literally destroying an entire region of the United States, and they decide today that for 500 seconds they should put all of this in the atmosphere. Literally a stone's throw away and in the entire mass of the hurricane. What you're seeing right here, what you're watching them do right here, is right there. And all of it is moving right towards Texas. And it's already, they already know that it will cause weather. The exact NASA facility just recently had a news story done by the BBC. Let's listen, where they literally call NASA playing God.
Islands of Mississippi. This gave them an imaginary boundary line, and anyone living on the inside of it was offered a simple choice. Stay, and you'll never hear another television program as long as you live. Or take the NASA shilling and get out. Stay, and you'll never hear another television program as long as you live. Or take the NASA shilling and get out. No one stayed. And NASA ended up with exactly what it wanted. 125,000 acres of nothing.
Okay, so my point by showing this giant NASA apparatus right here that's located down in the bayous where they forced a bunch of people off their property so they could steal 125,000 acres to build this thing, they're not going to Mars. It's just patently ridiculous, okay? But what isn't patently ridiculous is the numerous patents. Like the patents I've shown you here, and like the owning the weather by 2025 paperwork that the United States Air Force put out in 1997. Now, just like this right here, I saved that as a bookmark, and I've linked it in many videos, and people are always saying, that link doesn't work, that link doesn't work. And I'm like, well, I'll fix it, and I do. But here's the funny thing. Let me try to open that bookmark right now, and let's see what happens, okay? Weather as a force multiplier. Owning the weather in 2025. Let's open that. And it's opening. Still waiting. I've had this in bookmarked for years and years and years. And then suddenly, after Joe Biden came out and said, we're not controlling the weather, that's patently ridiculous. Well, I found that terminology comical, that it was patently ridiculous. But hey, look at this. Weather as a force multiplier has timed out. It's timed out. Try again. Well, I did try again, and I did try again, and I did try again, and it didn't work. But let's open up a different bookmark, because I've got a bunch. Let's open up a bigger bookmark. Okay, there you go. Lawmakers trying to amend the Constitution because of a mass casualty event that could take out half of Congress in one sitting before the election. And instead of having special elections and, you know, the American people involved, they'll simply be able to, with this new amendment they're trying to get, and they probably will, they'll be able to replace them at the drop of a hat. So that bookmark opened up, no problem. Let's check another one real quick. Mining for neutrinos. Boom, there it is. I mean, how fast could that possibly be? Let's open one more just to make sure it's not a problem. What is a hurricane? Boom! And now let's go back to weather as a force multiplier, the exact playbook for owning the weather and controlling the weather to do damage to other countries and have plausible deniability. Once again, it will not open. Now, is that a coincidence? No, because the day that Joe Biden came out, this also happened. Somebody hacked the Wayback Machine. Now, for you, those that don't know, the Wayback Machine is a website that's been up as long as the internet has. And what it does is everything it sees on the internet, it takes a snapshot. And if you're doing research or something, you can always go to the Wayback Machine to show something from 1999, 2001, 2002. But oddly enough, it suddenly got hacked the same exact day that Joe Biden came out and said, we can't control the weather. We don't control the weather. Well, here's the thing, Joe. Hurricanes don't go inland 400 miles and then go up a mountain 2,220 feet to cause absolute utter devastation that the mainstream media claims was no big deal. Only a couple of hundred people died. You know what I'm saying? This is not a coincidence that the Wayback Machine completely crashed and everybody's passwords were stolen, etc., DDoS attacks, blah, blah, blah. This is not coincidental, okay? And for all those that don't believe the government, the news, the media are all in it together, the people that are put into government are owned by corporations or lobbyists that also own the media. I've already shown you, I showed you this 15 years ago, how only six corporations owned all of the media. I showed you back when Obama was president that they repealed the Smith-Mundt Act. Now, if you go to Fact Checker, it'll tell you it's not accurate because it'll tell you. Fact Checker is a bunch of dudes just like me that happen to enjoy hookers, cocaine, and the high life, and they do whatever they're told. But if you do an actual little bit of real research, the Smith-Mundt Act was repealed. What is the Smith-Mundt Act? The Smith-Mundt Act was put into place to protect the American citizens from the American government using propaganda against the American citizens. Why would the government repeal that? Why would they repeal that? So now they can use propaganda? Well, here's the thing. I don't put any stock into voting because they're all on the same team. Doesn't matter. Their job is to divide us as Americans on every single layer they possibly can. In politics, especially now, we've got an Indian lady who was picked to run for president by some guy who had to step down because he was incompetent. He's incompetent. He's a bumbling, stumbling whack job that's never done anything except literally accelerate the destruction of the United States and flood the place with immigrants and cause all sorts of prices to go up. This guy couldn't make any decisions because he wasn't all there. But somehow he, not the American people, not the Democratic Party, picked Kamala Harris, you know, the Indian lady who's now claiming she's black, and all the black folks are actually figuring out that she's an absolute liar. She's not black at all. She doesn't tell the truth about anything. She doesn't answer any questions. She's a babbling, bumbling imbecile. You know what I'm saying? But these people love to say that Trump caused all the racism. Let me tell you a secret. I've been saying this a long time. Biden, Harris, Obama are still running the show from behind the scenes. And you know who started all this racism meme in the United States? You're going to be surprised. Let me just jump in real quick to clean something up. When I said fact checkers were just like me, they enjoyed hookers and cocaine, I meant they were just like me. They're just some dude with a laptop and a microphone. They enjoy hookers and cocaine. Hookers was never my thing. I just wanted to put that out there real quick. But now to discover who got the racism ball rolling in the United States, well, you're going to be surprised.
This guy just said the truth that nobody wants to talk about. Check this clip out real quick.
Racism doesn't have any power.
Chuck, I don't agree with that. People were outwardly racist while Trump was in office. He gave them...
White people.
Like who? He made it comfortable for people to be outwardly racist about how they fit. Chuck.
No, he didn't.
The climate was a lot different.
Studies came out about the racial divide trending in the wrong direction in 2013 when Barack Obama was entering his second term when the Black Lives Matter movement jumped off.
Yes, it started when you started demonizing white people and they can say anything about them. That's how it started.
Let's not make it seem like Donald Trump led to this big increase in the racial schism in this country.
That happened
under Barack Obama. It happened. Yes, it did happen. Yeah. We talk about one-way aggression. You allowed to be openly racist towards one particular group of people, and it's white people. Let's call a spade a spade.
White dudes are pussies.
White men are the issue.
White men are the biggest threat to America. They are.
You got analysts on MSNBC, CNN openly referring to Donald Trump and his voters as Nazis. Nowhere in popular media do you see white people saying the kinds of things that you see people saying about white people on national television from Joy Reid, Trevor Noah, Don Lemon, over and over again.
But Chuck, you don't see that anywhere else. Just because you can't get on mainstream media and make light of other races doesn't mean that the racial climate is still not what it is.
The reason why the racial climate is what it is because that's what critical race theory seeks to do. It seeks to polarize for the purpose of finding people who are sympathetic to your cause. And you keep on dividing one group onto itself until you create a group of disenchanted, angry, dysfunctional people that you can then use for the purpose of your liberation. That's not my words. Those are the words of Herbert Marcuse himself. Anybody talking about race in this country or talking about critical race theory and have never heard the writings of the words of Herbert Marcuse, you cannot sit at this table and talk because you don't know the theory, you don't know the science.
Look, but like somebody never heard of them, but in their own eyes, they look out into the world and think, yo, that shit is fishy to me.
I don't give a damn about what you go out in the world and see.
I bet you didn't see that coming, but he's right. And I talked about Herbert Marcuse's plan many, many years ago. Many, many years ago. The truth of art lies in its power to break the monopoly of established reality to find what is real. Yeah, great stuff. But what he basically said is if you can divide people enough and polarize them enough, you can cause them to be so dysfunctional that you can control them, manipulate them, and lie to them absolutely constantly, and they won't see it because they're too busy hating the other side to even acknowledge the fact that their side is lying. But in the whole scheme of things, the country is in such disrepair right now. We literally have federal agents contacting YouTubers saying, hey, we've got terror cells in the United States that are getting ready to pull off a mass casualty event. Now, that sounds weird. And they're talking about at a political event of some sort. That really sounds weird. You know, if something like that's going on, they should probably do something like, shit, I don't know, quickly and illegally amend the United States Constitution for their benefit so that they can wipe out half of Congress and replace them with people that do exactly what they say, giving them 100% authority over everyone, making this exactly what Kamala, that's her name, Kamala. You get it? Yeah. They're always fooling with us. That'd give them the dictatorship that they're constantly declaring the other side is going to pull on them, when in fact it's not the case at all. But here's the deal. Left, right, it's the same bird. It doesn't matter. For all you people that are hanging your hat on Donald Trump suddenly coming in and turning this tanker around in a puddle, it ain't going to happen. We've got 30 to 40 million illegals in this country. And you've got people like this in California passing laws saying nobody needs an ID to vote. So then it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Then voting is just an absolute joke, like I've been telling you for almost two decades, a decade and a half. You know what I'm saying? And people are going to see stuff like this and go, well, that's just California. Well, here's the deal. California is a big state, and believe it or not, most of the people that are in it ain't Americans. And this guy is committing literal treason, just like Hillary Clinton did with her 33,000 emails and everything else. She committed treason against the United States of America. Donald Trump ran on the platform that the moment I'm put into office, I'm going to arrest her. And the moment he was put into office, this is what he did. The moment you elect me president, I'm going to put Hillary Clinton in prison. And the moment he's elected president,
You know, I'll tell you, there is something that I wanted to say, because I was very honored, very, very honored, when I heard that President Bill Clinton and Secretary Hillary Clinton was coming today. And I think it's appropriate to say, and I'd like you to stand up. I'd like you to stand up.
Look at all these fake, make-believe people that enter political office as regular, you know, white-collar people and leave political, leave their political office as multi-millionaires. Look at them all. Oh, look at Hillary's head bobbing. Isn't that terrific? Look at all these. Oh, yay, yes. Donald Trump did not convict her of treason against the United States of America. So voting's not going to help. They're all on the same side. Donald Trump is a Zionist, which means his first allegiance is to Israel. You know, the country that instead of helping the people that just got wiped off the face of the map in North Carolina and Western Tennessee and a lot of other places, instead of helping those people, we just sent hundreds of millions to Lebanon because Israel bombed Lebanon with the money that we gave Israel to build their entire military. Israel is the number one intellectual bad guy against the United States. The number one agency that spies on and steals technology from the United States is Israel. Look it up. And yet we give them barrels full of money. They bomb somebody with money we paid for, with bombs we paid for. And then we pay for the people that got bombed with the bombs we paid for. Do you see what I'm saying here? We are at DEFCON 5 right now. That's how it works. DEFCON 1 is not the bad one. It's DEFCON 5. Or it's the other way around. I don't know. I'm at a rest stop. Give me a break. But I mean, this is absolutely, utterly, and unbelievably unbelievable. And meanwhile, the national debt just keeps skyrocketing like the bill at an all-you-can-eat buffet that no one's going to pay because at the end of the day, the restaurant's going to be destroyed. What does that mean? The United States is the restaurant. You get what I'm saying? That's the U.S. national debt right now. I did a video 2 weeks ago, and this was only in the low 34s. And then suddenly, in less than 2 weeks, it's jumped up $1.5 trillion. And guess what? That's going to keep going up and going up and going up and going up. And guess what we make in the United States? We make war. We make stupid people. We make fat people. We make people with mental health crises. You know what I'm saying? We're living in a country right now where you have people that are literally have mental disorders. Hi, I'm Richie from Boston, but I'm going to pretend I've got boobs and pretend I'm a woman. I'm not going to change the way I look. I'm just going to tell you that. And now they have laws protecting me. So now you have to become part of my mental disorder. You have to call me a woman because that's how I identify. Yeah. Yeah. I ain't having it. I ain't hearing it. It is what it is. I haven't changed my tune since day one. People need to hit their knees and pray to God and ask for direction. The most powerful thing that we have on earth is prayer. And sadly, Christians don't use it enough. We should have stopped these dudes when they started hanging rainbow flags in front of churches. We allowed these sodomites to take the God made a covenant with us. You guys were out of control doing everything that we're doing right now, but way worse, and flooded the earth. And there is absolute proof all over the earth that there was a flood, including Mount Ararat, where Turkey came out and said, Noah's Ark is right there. And the United States government's like, hey, shut up, man. What is this, Asheville? You know what I mean? Don't say anything about it. Just ignore it. God said, I'll never flood the place again. And as proof, every time it rains afterwards, there'll be a rainbow in the sky as proof of my covenant. And we let these sodomites, the reason the place got flooded in the first place, steal it and then hang it in front of our churches. And as Christians, we did nothing. And this is what happens. God's not going to save this country. God is not going to save this country. Aborting, sacrificing over 1 million kids a year, 300,000 children simply disappear in the United States. 1% of our population disappears, and you never find 25,000 skeletons. They're just gone. 300,000 little people leave the United States. They just disappear every year. Yeah, God's not going to save us. At any rate, Richie from Boston, and I'm out.